No, we're good. We're good. We're back. Episode 11. March
Shoot,
Madness,
this
I
is
guess.
Episode 11. My goodness.
I know.
We are just chugging along.
Chugging along like
we got to do some for like, I mean, we didn't really do much for 10, did we?
No, we just did a couple tier lists and shit. But, I mean, March 11th, or not March 11th, Episode 11, we will do March Madness.
Yep.
We never follow basketball.
Shoot.
Or we don't talk about basketball.
We don't usually talk basketball, but this episode, it's March. It's an exception.
And it's going to be a short one. It's only going to be a 30-minute episode, so we can just go through some we're not going to do any breakdowns of the games, but we're definitely going to address the fact that a team named after a blowjob is in the Sweet 16 or Elite Eight?
Sweet 16.
Sweet 16?
Oh. As a 15 seed.
Jeez.
They beat Florida, 7 seed.
Yeah.
And they beat Ohio State, the 2 seed.
Yeah, they beat Florida by 3,
and then Ohio State by 3.
Now they have Arkansas.
So, I think they can do it. I think they can do it. If they can beat Ohio State, they can beat Florida, they can beat Arkansas.
And then my favorite team, Loyola Chicago, takes down Georgia Tech. The 8 and 9 that was an 8 and 9 seed matchup, Loyola being number 8. Then they take down Illinois and they destroy them. I listened to this game on the radio, and from what it sounded like, everything went right in their game plan. Like, from what I heard, they're just like they led from start to finish. Illinois didn't have a lead the entire time.
They just did not miss.
And now the 8th seed is going to play Oregon State, the 12th seed, who actually also had an upset against Oklahoma State by 10 points.
Yeah, they
and upset Tennessee, number 5. So we got two underdogs.
Two Cinderellas.
Yeah, two Cinderellas down there. And then we got Syracuse, who's on a tear, you said, who upset West Virginia.
Syracuse is
and
going
San Diego
crazy.
State. So the orange is nice. Houston should take care of them, though. But Rutgers gave them a run for their money, so we'll see.
I know they did. So, like, I'm not completely sold on Houston. It hurt my bracket a lot, but –
Nothing on – I mean, UCLA is another one. But
UCLA,
Abilene Christian, I was rooting for after that Texas
game.
Oh,
my goodness. I watched that game. That was crazy.
After that Texas game. But, dude –
then they got obliterated by 20.
By UCLA. But Abilene Christian in the Texas game, that 14 seed versus 3 seed, 27 more shots than Texas and only beat them by 1 point. Like, if they even converted, like, 10% of the shots that they missed,
it would have been more comfortable.
It would have been a
margin.
Yeah, but, oh, my God. Yeah. It came down to 1.6 seconds, I believe, and Joe Pleasant, son of Super Bowl champion from the New England Patriots, came down to him shooting the free throws.
Yeah, and he was only averaging like 58%.
Yeah, he was like a 59%, I believe.
And he made both of them. Beautiful. Yeah.
Insane. But UCLA, who's facing number 2 Alabama. Alabama, obviously.
Bama.
No upsets right there. But UCLA upset BYU by 11 points. And then Abilene Christian, they just took care of. Then going up, we got the number 1 seed Michigan and Florida State, which took care of business like they should have.
That should be a good game.
But, I mean, I'm rooting for – I think everyone should be. We are rooting for Loyola, Oregon State, and Oral Roberts. And the Cuse. And the Cuse.
Cuse?
But that's about it, man. I mean, there's been – I think Gonzaga's going to win it all just by
– That's my champion in my bracket.
I mean, 43 points over Norfolk State. I mean, it's 16 seeds, so it's supposed to happen. 8
but
seed
still.
Oklahoma gets blown out by 16 points. Creighton barely beats UCSB. And then
Creighton's a sneaky good team, I feel
like. They're sneaky, but I think Gonzaga's just complete.
Nah, they'll run them probably by like 10, 15.
Yeah. Villanova and Baylor might be a trap game, honestly.
I feel like Baylor will take it pretty easily. I'm not sure.
Really?
Nova is good. Nova's good, but they're missing their best player, and they've been missing him for a while, Colin Gillespie. But I'm surprised Nova played North Texas, who upset Purdue. So, I mean, Nova they've had a pretty easy run so far.
Oh my God, I almost forgot to unmute my mic. Let's see, where's Appalachian State? Were they in the bracket this year?
I don't remember. I should know because I didn't have so many friends from high school that went there. I'm not sure if they made the play-in.
No, they always make the bracket. They're always exciting to watch, but I don't think they made it this year.
No, they could have. They were in the play-in games. I think they lost.
Yeah. But see, I don't know how all this is set up. So, like, you have, like, the Big 12 tournament or whatever, and mm-hmm. then does the winner of those move on or, like –
It's like more than likely if you win your conference tournament, you're like pretty much automatically in, depending on like what you do during the regular season. Cause like I used to follow Wichita State. My dad went there. They used to be in the Missouri Valley, and that's a really bad conference. So like they would always not lose more than like 3 or 4 games, but they still be ranked at like the 8 because the strength of schedule and all, like the committee or whatever. It's really similar to, college football and the rankings as far as like strength of schedule and like all the opponents and stuff. But I really haven't followed I almost Alabama 2 seed, but like I feel like they could be like a 1.
I don't know enough about it, but
yeah, but at the end of the day, the seeds don't mean anything. No, as we've seen,
they're just numbers.
The seeds are a bunch of BS.
Exactly. So we have Gary Parrish, Matt Norlander, Jerry Palm, Chip Patterson, Kyle Boone and David Cobb. Those are the expert picks. They're 6 experts. The best overall record, I'm assuming they're just guessing or picking teams mm-hmm. or whatever. Best record is 35-16. And behind him is 34-17. So Chip and Kyle with those. Everyone across the board except David at the end is picking Loyola. David is picking Oregon State.
Really?
Yeah. Baylor across the board. Arkansas across the board, except David again. David's picking Oral. David's picking Oral.
Going with the upsets. It's funny to say it's upset, Oregon State, but it is.
Houston and Syracuse is actually split. Gary and Matt go Houston. Jerry, Chip, and Kyle. Chip and Kyle have the best records. Go Syracuse, and then David going Houston.
They're right in the hype train.
Gonzaga across the board. FSU, Michigan split. Gary, Matt, and Jerry. FSU, Chip, Kyle, and David. The best records and David. Go Michigan. Alabama across the board. And USC almost across the board except Kyle and David again. So really? David's just in his own world.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
David's just doing what David wants.
I thought USC won. I thought that'd be more split. I guess not.
Oh. What seed is Oregon and USC?
6 and 7.
Oh, really? Damn.
Yep.
It's like not even showing them the seeds on my page for some reason.
I guess it's because the seeds kind of just get thrown out the window. At this time, I'm just looking at my bracket.
Yeah.
Beautiful, 97.5%.
That's insane, dude. There's like no brackets like that.
It's not even that good compared to like the national ones.
What was it? It was like after the first like 2 games or something, like 85% of brackets were like destroyed.
Yeah, this is the first year where it's taken the like least amount of games for there to be no perfect brackets.
That's crazy.
Thanks Oral Roberts.
Yeah, but hey, we love an underdog
story. Yeah, they are. That's what it's about. I love it because like every single year there's like a college and they upset a team and they just become a meme. Loyola Chicago, Oral Roberts.
Loyola was what, 2018 as well, right?
They 2018, they went to the Final Four.
Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? Let's see. 2018 March Madness.
That was I think it was probably Villanova or Virginia that won that.
Was that the year no, that was not the year I won my bracket when I did it.
I think that was when UVA won. I could be wrong.
Okay, so let's see. Let's go on Loyola's. They 11 seed, they beat Miami by 2. Then 11 seed, they play number 3 seed Tennessee, beat them by 1.
Tennessee
go to Kansas. They face Kansas State, beat them by 16.
God.
They go to Nevada before Kansas State.
Yeah, Nevada. I remember that.
Nevada, and they beat them by 1 point again. And now it's all come back to me. That's why it got so crazy because they were barely beating these teams.
Yeah.
And then they blow out Kansas State. And then they lose to Michigan by 12.
God, I hate Michigan.
And then Villanova beat Michigan.
Yep.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That was another hell of a run.
Yeah, what other upsets were there that year? Just doing a quick run through. Radford beat no. All right, I don't know what the
I remember I think like St. Louis one time. I don't remember. I'm trying to remember. It's been all those years just run together.
Seton Hall, New Jersey.
Seton Hall, yep.
Represent. That's where my uncle went. Marshall beat Wichita State as a 13 seed, beat the 4 seed.
I remember that.
UMBC. That's when they knocked out Virginia, first round, number 1 seed.
Oh, yep.
Beat them by 20 points.
That massacred the brackets.
That was crazy. The Buffalo beat Arizona 13-4 seed again. Yeah, we got a few good upsets that year, dude. Number one, and that I'm trying to click on that to see what the
I'm gonna look up some of the best Cinderella teams ever.
Dude, it's been so long ago, they're not even giving me like a box score,
really.
Yeah. For the 2018, they're not even giving me a box score. Is there a game going on now? No, it's not.
No, there's not until, of course, 2018 Loyola. 2013 Florida Gulf Coast, that went way back.
Let's see.
As a 15 seed. 2011 VCU.
What? Wait, hold on. Who'd you say for 2013?
Florida Gulf Coast.
Florida Gulf Coast. Oh, yep. 15 seed beat Georgetown, number 2. Then they beat San Diego State, 7 seed. Go on to lose to Florida, the 3 seed.
Then 2008, Davidson, led by Steph Curry. Steph
Curry. All right, I know that one.
Doesn't get much better than that.
Yeah. That's the one. What game? He went off on that game, right? He had like 30 points.
He dropped like 40 something on one of those. Yeah. Sometime. I remember seeing
LeBron was in the stands, I think. But damn.
Lots of great teams. But yeah, maybe Oral Roberts can make the Final Four.
No, dude. I hope they win it. I hope they upset Gonzaga. Could you imagine?
Yeah, I can imagine all the memes are gonna come out of it. Just because that name.
Yeah, no. I mean, the memes are already starting.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, where are they even, like, located?
Let me look it up.
If you type in Oral Roberts, it's an actual person. Oh, because he founded the university, dumbass.
Tulsa.
Tulsa. Okay.
Private evangelical university.
Oh, they're evangelicals.
They're Christian, yeah, somewhat.
Yeah.
I guess that's what
the campus saying. Looks kind of dope, though.
Hey, let me look up some stats on them.
The campus looks kind of dope. Got a giant statue of hands praying.
68% acceptance rate, 44% graduation rate.
Could I get in?
Only 22,000 a year. That's not terrible.
No, not bad at all.
How many people they got?
Yo, dude, is this the actual campus? This looks the campus. All right, I might share the screen. The campus looks kind of
Let me see this. Oh man, dope. We got more students than them. They only got 3,000.
Oh, we could totally take them in a fight. Oh,
guys, I have more TikTok followers than them.
Me too.
Holy shit!
I need permission to.
I got you. My bad.
I think who beat Texas? Abilene Christian only had 6,000 people.
6,000, geez.
Yeah.
We're getting there. We're getting there. We're almost at 6,000.
Look at this building.
Geez, it looks like ancient Greece or something.
Yeah, and then they got these giant hands right here. Praying. Kind of dope.
Yeah, honestly.
Kind of cool.
Not bad. Yeah. That's not what I expected. I expected like some Northeast.
I want to know where this I want to know where this some,
like,
is.
Someone being in like Rhode Island or some shit.
Right, this thing keeps popping. See, like this.
Look tower, up their campus.
Every time I click it right here, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Every time I click that tower, it goes, it disappears. It's the prayer tower. I guess it's not there anymore.
Yeah, that's like an old photo.
Yeah. That sucks. Oh, well.
But not bad, though. Might have to go visit one day.
Not bad. I'm rooting for them. Who they got again? And they're facing who? Arkansas?
Arkansas, 3 seed.
That's easy. Cash money. They got it. I mean, they get, I hope. It's like
at least the Elite Eight. At least the Elite Eight. Just one more game.
Got it. I
please.
Mean, part of me feels like you beat like all these other teams, like you should be able to take care. But like half the time they win, it's just luck.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
You have that one random dude, he goes off for like 20, 30 some points, and you never see him again. That's my favorite part.
Oral Roberts is 1-0 against top 25 teams. Arkansas is 3-2 against top 25 teams. So better undefeated. Better winning percentage.
Undefeated, man. 100% winning, yeah.
Oral goes about 81.5 points a game, which is 0.5 less than Arkansas, and they give up about 5 points more a game. So as long as the defense can step up.
Best part about March Madness, stats don't mean
it doesn't nothing. Matter.
They don't mean nothing on any given day. It doesn't
matter.
They can beat whoever they want.
But, oh, man. And then too bad NFL is kind of fucking boring right now. Or else
I can go over some of the free agent. Some of my favorite signings. Most relevant ones. Let me start off. I'm not sure if last time we were talking. My boy Justin Simmons, he got paid. Oh,
yeah. No, we got that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure because, you know, I was going on about
that. We had to cover it.
Yeah. He's streaming right now. JSims119 on Twitch. Go check it out.
You're plugging him.
Yeah, he's coming on. Yeah, yeah. Then we retain Kareem Jackson, 1-year deal. That's great. Joe Flacco to the Eagles.
Eagles.
I love it.
It's just great. Jets legend.
I mean, he's still wearing green, except he's in Philly. But, hey, man, I'm just glad he's still playing. Absolute legend.
Tevin Coleman to the Jets. Vinny Curry to the Jets.
T.Y. Hilton to the Colts. Resigns with the Colts for 1 year, $10 million deal. I think he's a bit overpaid.
Dude, he should retire. He's washed.
We can know what T.Y. can do on any day, but, like, still, he's old, man. The dude's just – he was hurt a lot last season, but I just can't forget the greatness. Marcus Mariota restructures his contract, and he stays with Vegas. That kind of sucks. I wish he could have went elsewhere instead of being a backup.
He said
I feel like he deserves it somewhere, man. He deserves it.
He said he took less of a money to stay. I didn't see why, but apparently he came out with a statement on why he wanted to stay with Vegas.
I don't get it. I wish he could have gone somewhere to be a backup, whether that be – I mean, hell, I'd love him in Denver, man.
Yeah.
If you want to talk wide receivers, Deshaun Jackson to the Rams.
Oh, my God. I didn't even see that.
Yep. I can't tell you how much money, but I'm sure it wasn't too much.
Speaking of too much money, Kenny Galladay got overpaid.
Yeah, Kenny, like all right,
motherfucker, all right. By the all Giants. Right.
I know we talk about players being overrated a lot. He is one of them now. Thank you to the Giants fan base, Kenny Galladay. He's become overrated.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. I don't like using the overrated, underrated, but like he got.
Me neither, but
that's he got $18 million a year.
They overpaid. What's his name? The corner too.
Leonard
Williams. Yeah.
Dory Jackson. They overpaid everybody. Which happens in free agency. That's where the overpay happens. But
they're looking pretty good. But like, overpaid. They still have
Daniel Jones under center. I'm not too worried about.
Yeah. No. That is going to be a huge problem for them.
Yeah.
Third in the division.
Yeah.
For sure. Josh Reynolds replaces Corey Davis as the wide receiver two in Tennessee. I think it's a pretty good deal. He's pretty good player.
Mm-hmm.
Xavier Rhodes resigns with the Colts. Great for their defense. Very good for them. Still very
good. I'm surprised he lasted this long.
Yeah, me too.
He probably wasn't going to go anywhere. He probably went back to the Colts.
They were just probably working out the deal. Yeah. And if you want to talk about working out deals, the Buccaneers just resigning everyone.
They're running it back. Run it back.
100%.
Sue today, right?
Sue, on a 1 year and their and tackle. Donovan Smith for a 2 year, $31 million. But he's that offensive line is just insane.
Yeah. Good for Brady. Good for Brady.
Yep. Hey, that's what happens when you take pay cuts, man. I mean, I saw
exactly.
Did you see what Tyreek Hill said?
Once I'm signed, I'm signed.
That is just terrible. I hope they don't win anything else. Like,
oh, me either. I fucking hate Kansas City.
So you are getting that. Yeah. I'm starting to hate them a lot. I mean, I already kind of do now, but you're getting paid so much. What is like? I don't know. I'm not rich, so I can't tell you. I'm not athlete, but like, dude,
yeah.
You got to be a team player.
They're not
Tom Brady. Tom Brady has done this his whole career. This is why he has that many rings.
But do you think Tom Brady would be like this if his wife also didn't make more than him?
See, that's debatable.
You know, like
players elsewhere that take the deals to stay with their team.
I guess, but there's a lot. But there's players that like take pay cuts and stuff, but that aren't as high profile and game changing.
That's
Brady.
True. Yeah.
But like Brady's wife has made more than him almost throughout his entire career. Tyreek Hill is not dating a girl who's making over $10 million a year.
Yeah.
So like maybe to him money's a little different. I don't know. But like I think we've learned
he's full of himself.
It's just like if the fans like me and you and people at home can be like, hey, the more money one player makes, the less money that everyone makes and the less chance you have of winning. It's just like it's so easy and they just can't wrap their head around it.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, get your bag.
That's what money does to you, though, I guess. Yeah. But like, shoot, man, like you just want to help out your team. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anthony Harris to the Eagles. That's a pretty good signing.
Yeah, I saw that one.
My boy, hated to see him go. Philip Lindsay to the Texans.
I'm glad he left Denver, but oh my God, why?
We weren't using him correctly. He deserves to get paid, and he got. Well, he actually didn't get paid that much, but still. But like,
Did he go to Houston?
I don't know because they have Mark Ingram, David Johnson, Phil, and someone else too. I think it was on. Hold on, let me tell you, they have.
Dude, a lot of I just hate no every time I see a new player sign at Houston.
I'm Texans, like, you're just like, there goes your career. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Maybe there'll be some. And leading into Houston, Deshaun Watson, 16 cases against him now.
Yeah, rack it up, baby.
Do you think he's guilty or not?
I think it's too coincidental. I don't like how all of them happened at the same time, just randomly, as soon as he's trying to leave Houston. But at the same time, every story is so.
They are, yeah. I feel like they're true.
There's some truth. There's got to be some truth behind them, and of course, there's got to be some exaggeration behind them. I don't know. I know, like the whole thing is like believe the victims and you know do all that. I'm not going to make any assumptions on who's guilty, who's innocent until. But the thing is, he's going to get off because it's his word against theirs.
Probably, yeah.
And he's the high profile dude, so.
He's got the money. He can pay the lawyers.
I mean, we have videos of Kareem kicking a bitch, and then we got Tyreek Hill on voice recording threatening his fiance and his child, and they're still playing.
Like, yeah, and
I'm not too worried about that.
That's the thing. Like, but you know, it'll just obviously hang over their head, like Big Ben, his stuff, say Kareem Hunt, Tyreek Hill.
But hey, I'm sure, you know, $12 million a year makes you forget about all that shit. So,
100%.
Honestly, if it is true, I'm calling Houston, but two first round picks, take it or leave it. Because no one else is going to want him on the team.
I think a lot of people are going to still want him.
Yeah, but his market's going to go down.
Yeah, don't get that, though. I don't get that. It's just discounting him.
Yeah.
He's just screwing over Houston even more.
As the Jets fans. I'm ready.
If they get
bring him over here.
I saw something about Darnold still being the QB1 week one.
No, dude. If Deshaun Watson wants to get his asshole fingered that bad, come to New York. We have so much stuff for you.
There are so many different
people. There's so many more.
You can go to clubs too. Yeah.
Exactly. Oh well. I hope for the women it's not true. You know.
Yeah.
If it is true, then I hope he gets punished, but I hope it's not true. I hope no one has to go through that. But if they did, two first-round picks, Sam Darnold, and a safety, take it or leave it.
You know, I mean, like, I'd love to see him wear orange next season. but he might be wearing the wrong kind of orange in jail. So
yeah, honestly, that sucks. But that's the way the cookie crumbles, man.
It will be interesting to watch. Now, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, no. Okay. You surprised me. Let's go.
The Always Open Podcast has come to a close.
Thank you. Thank you.